Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And as we do, I'm going to be talking today to, he's from Combat Speed, LLC. His name is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm just trying to cope, but I'm making a change. But let me tell you, I'm making a change. So I recently, and I've been meaning to ask you this, do you listen to vinyl records? I know you're a musician. Do you like vinyl records?
I used to listen to them all the time. As a matter of fact, I do have some vinyl stashed away, yes.
Yeah. Well, I just recently got back into it because I came to this realization that most of this music that I own on iTunes, I don't really own. Right, because when I die, there's not going to be anything physically left over, right? So I decided I'd get my vinyl, favorite tunes and everything, so I could actually own something, not that it, you know, I won't be able to take it with me. And when I was doing this, there's this place here in town called Second and Charles, which is this bookstore that sells record players and used vinyl. So I had seen... Our buddy, Mr. Markle, he'd sent me a picture of him listening to a Led Zeppelin album on what looked to be one of these suitcase-type record players, right?
Okay.
And I thought that would probably be good enough because, you know, it's 2024. It's not like it was when in the 70s when I was a kid buying suitcase record players. So I go and I buy one, and it works pretty good until I start buying some of this newer vinyl, which is a heavier weight now than it used to be back in the day when we were buying vinyl and that was the only way we could get it.
Right.
And it wouldn't play. It was skipping too much. And I was trying to listen to Steely Dan Asia. I couldn't have that. So I take it back and I exchange it for a proper turntable. And I found some powered speakers and now everything's great. It sounds beautiful. It's wonderful. Tuesday. Now, I was at Second and Charles last, not this past Saturday, but the Saturday before. This past Tuesday, like 3 days ago, 4 days ago, some big dude, big kid, 30 years old, obviously having something going on, walks in there with an 8-inch piece of broken glass and does a mass stabbing. Now, I wasn't there, but I had been there, and I will be there again. And when he went outside and the police got there, he told the police that he needed help, but that the taser was not going to stop him. And then he started moving towards one of the cops. Now, why... That cop did not smoke him. I don't know. He's a better man than me. He drew his taser and leveled up on him. And then another cop drives up, and he starts moving towards that guy. So then they tase him. And guess what? The taser didn't work on him. He did lose his footing for a minute. He got up, ran away, and jumped on the hood of a minivan. And then the two police officers jumped on him, and they had to punch him 5 times in the head to get him to drop the 8-inch piece of glass. Because he's trying to stab them, he's trying to stab himself, and the fact that he's still breathing is remarkable to me, because it's a good thing I wasn't a cop that day. But I digress.
Well, you got to be careful. You got to be careful, man.
How so?
Well, I mean, anymore, you know, you kind of got to be careful about how you verbalize things, man.
Well, I'm looking at it from the lens.
I mean, what you're saying is kind of like, you know, you would engage the dude with intent. You never know, man. I'd stay away from the armchair quarterbacking thing.
Right.
If that was their gig and whatever happened.
Right.
You know, good on them, or, you know, questionable decision making process, or maybe, lack of judgment, or, you know, maybe good initiative, poor judgment. I don't know, man. I just try to – anything that, you know, comes up as could be even interpreted as armchair quarterback in a circumstance or a situation, I stay away from that, man. The 'cause you just never know.
Right. But, see, I'm looking at it from the lens of being a civilian. Here in South Carolina, we have we have Castle Doctrine. So I have no duty to retreat. So if I were in the store and somebody comes in and is doing a mass stabbing, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to take a shot if I don't have a shot. You know what I'm saying?
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
That Castle Doctrine, that applies to wherever you happen to be at?
Right.
Not just your home.
Not just maybe. Anywhere that I can legally be, and I'm not committing a crime. So that, unless I'm, you know, likely, as a law-abiding citizen, I'm not likely to be in a meth house, right?
No, I totally get it. No.
Yeah, my car, the mall, Second and Charles used bookstore, wherever it is, I can legally be there. So at that point, I'm good to go. Like I said, if something were to happen like that, if it unfolds in front of me, I'm going to try to secure me and mine. Now, if it continues and he's just going wholesale and killing people, I'm probably going to be be compelled to get involved in that. But to the extent of me looking, you know, it's not like I'm like, gosh, I wish I was there. I'd have taken care of that stuff. I'm glad I wasn't there.
I would prevent him from doing further harm.
Right. Yeah. So that would be my thing.
In the most efficient manner possible.
And the police nowadays, the police are thinking, that you know, they're thinking along various lines of what the press are going to do about this. The kid was, he was a black kid, so, you know, they probably entered into it, although, I don't look at the world in the racial lens, but I'm sure the cops do because of all the stuff they see. They have very good support in this town, so I don't know what the issue is. Whatever it was, they chose to go non-lethal all the way. However, when they employed the non-lethal, the only reason...
Well, was the guy apparently very young?
He's 30.
Oh. Okay.
He's 30 years old. He was apparently in some sort of mental duress or on some sort of a drug.
Okay.
Because when they tased him,
obviously impaired.
He didn't fall down because he was tased. He fell down because he tripped on his own feet. But he was able to get up and take off and jump on the hood of a minivan when they wrestled him down. Now, you and I had already had a discussion prior to this that we talked about earlier before I knew about this, because this happened just here very recently, but... Which now takes me to the next part of this. Prior to this, last weekend, prior to all this happening, I'd gone out and done a comparison for going out into the forest. Which gun would I carry going out into the forest? Would it be the .44 Magnum, which is a absolutely lovely gun, single-action, cowboy-style revolver with a nice grip on it to where you can shoot a big Super Black Hawk by Ruger? Or would it be the 10mm, 15-round Glock 20?
I apologize, man. I didn't mean to interrupt you. But I did see that. Clinton, I have a question for you, man.
Sure.
I thought the clip was well done, but you didn't make a decision in that clip, did you?
Not entirely. I had already made a decision prior to that, but I tell you what, we'll get into that in just a second because we're already at the first break.
Okay, cool.
I've tried to lay out the context to where everybody knows where we're going to be coming from on this one. Super Dave, you can find him at Combat Speed LLC. The best way to keep up with Super Dave and find out what's going on with him, because there's always a lot of stuff going on with Super Dave. When I was making the reference to him being a musician, he plays a mean guitar. I mean, a mean guitar. Well, you know, not enthusiast like, you know, if he wanted to be in a band, he plays that kind of guitar. And you might catch a riff like that on his Facebook page, S. Dave Harrington. That's how you keep up with him. That's how you go find him. That's how you check out to see what he's got going on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And you just asked me which one I thought I would carry that I didn't. The problem was this. I like both guns, right? I like both guns. And very likely, it would be the 10 millimeter, though.
Well, I was going to I was going to get on you, get on your back a little bit and just ask you, why was that even a question in the first place?
Well, because it was fun.
I get that part. Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to have a little fun with it and get out there and do some stuff with it and, you know, have a reason to shoot both guns in the same. And just to consider it, it was the gun was given to me by an old friend of mine who's a sponsor on the morning show. And, you know, I never had gone out and shot a 44 Magnum. I've never sat down and shot a box of ammo out of a 44 Magnum. So I did that.
Right.
And, having done that now, I had fun doing it, and I'd probably do it again just for the experience of having done it. So
right. Well, I did the math on that real quick.
Yep.
You know, if you're going to restrict it to pistols, I don't know of a pistol in the format of a high capacity 45 or a 44 mag other than like 6 rounds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and the average bear may not understand that the 10 millimeter is the ballistic equivalent of a 41 Magnum.
Right.
So I would much rather have 16 rounds of 41 Magnum versus 6 rounds of 44 Magnum, especially when we're talking about putting down, you know, like a boar grizzly that can eat me alive.
Right.
Or any animal that has the propensity to eat me alive.
Right.
Bringing up a gun.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people ask me, why don't I hunt, for example? And I want to hunt boars, but if I hunt boars, I'm going to hunt them probably with a handgun anyway. So that would be where the 44 Magnum comes in. But
right.
Hunting to me, I don't know. I would get more out of hunting if I was hunting something that could kill me, that I had to be on top of my game for. You know, if I was out there and I was pursuing a animal that could kill me, that would be, I could see where the sport of that would be. Which is not to say the other people that shoot and go hunt other things are not pursuing sport. It's just not my cup of tea. That's just all there is to it.
However, I would, you're not talking about using a 44 Magnum to do that, right?
To hunt an animal that could kill me?
Yeah, if I was going to hunt dangerous game, I would be using certainly enough gun. Wouldn't be anything pistol caliber either.
Yeah, this would be something that was going to dislocate my shoulder when I pulled drop the hammer on that boy.
Right.
I wanted to hit it and hit it hard.
It's kind of coincidental that you bring up the whole 10 millimeter thing, because I've been looking at it hard recently in respect to, I've already duplicated my Estate rig, you know, my setup,
right,
in 10 millimeter using a Gen 4 G20 with a 6-inch barrel, OEM Glock barrel, in the requisite, you know, Kydex, Talon Tactical Kydex. The issue is, if you look at the urban environment, if you really want to be, you know, prepared, in the urban environment, you know, you need a carbine.
Right.
And I don't mean a pistol caliber carbine either. I mean a rifle caliber carbine. But in lieu of that, you know, even though it's certainly a necessity, you may not always be able to pull that off. So what's the next best thing? Well, the most powerful handgun caliber in a combat handgun format is the 10 millimeter. So now something to consider. Whereas, you know, the Hollywood thing is to train, practice, rehearse, and condition yourself to double tap with a 9 millimeter, Would you purposefully or, you know, choose to do that with a 10 millimeter, knowing the disparity in performance of the 10 millimeter cartridge versus the 9 millimeter cartridge? You know, 10 millimeter, and I'm not talking about your average bear, over-the-counter average bear 10 millimeter ammo either. I'm talking about legit hunting or defensive or, you know, dual task hunting defensive loads. I would like to mention one manufacturer, Underwood. I spoke with a gentleman from Underwood yesterday in respect to supporting a project I'm currently brainstorming, and I will continue to brainstorm with him in respect to what level of support they may be able to provide. But imagine the flexibility that you gain by carrying a 10 millimeter in respect to dealing with barriers or barrier penetration, vehicles, doors, glass, surprisingly, hurricane glass or double paned weather glass.
Right.
In buildings and homes. Also, what a lot of people may not know is like your high rises in the city or like the downtown areas, the higher you go, the thicker the glass gets. Right? Something to consider.
Right.
Especially for the long gunners out there. But it's, you know, it's an interesting concept. I don't know of anybody that in my circle or in, you know, my sphere of goings on who actually carries a 10 millimeter daily, as you know, uses a 10 millimeter as a carry gun.
Right.
But meeting this guy from Underwood, evidently there's quite a few people out there. There's a cult following in support of the 10 millimeter. I was completely unaware of. The only thing that's kind of keeping the 10 mil kind of off the radar screen is the expense. It's very expensive.
Right.
Back in the day when the FBI virtually killed.
Hold on right there. We got lost in the story. We're talking to Super Dave. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Garand is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at GarandTactical.com.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday that he will step down from his GOP leadership position in November, citing the need for the next generation of leadership.
Now it's 2024. I'm now 82.
McConnell stated he will remain in his role until the November elections, but will serve out the remainder of his term, which concludes in January 2027. Hunter Biden has informed House Republicans that his father was never engaged in any of his business endeavors. He testified behind closed doors Wednesday in the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. In his opening statement, Hunter accused Republicans of propagating innuendo and disregarding evidence in their investigation. The Super Tuesday primaries on March 5th could effectively pave the way for a Biden-Trump rematch in November. Former President Trump currently holds a delegate lead of 122-24 over Nikki Haley. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington, talking about 10mm. And I had to interrupt your story about when you were back
in the day. No, that's fine.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, back in the day, the FBI killed the 10mm when they, you know, at first they adopted it for all the right reasons, which was cool, which really put, you know, kind of a resurgence into the 10mm, you know, the awareness and all that. Just like whatever happens with anything, you know, the FBI gets behind it, it becomes popular. And then the whole, you know, I'll be extremely frank on this point. The 40 caliber debacle became what it did because female agents couldn't handle the 10mm pistol, which, I mean, dude, you know, let me go to my truck and pull my surprise face out of the glove box and put it on. I mean, what were they expecting?
Right.
You know, they should have left well enough alone and let female agents fire 9mm pistols. Big deal. You know, but no, everybody's got to be equal. And so that brought about the 40 caliber, which took 20-something years to figure out was a no-go. And you know, here we are, back to trying to see if the 10mm is going to have its own revival.
Well, I mean, I kind of think it probably has to a certain degree.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah. So, I mean, with me, right after the, you know, first of all, one of the things I said in the video was that I could see myself carrying this gun as a carry gun. And, for, you know, so with me, it was not going to be one of those things where, and I actually have carried one before in the past. I've concealed carried that gun before. I've, with soft holsters that work fairly well with it.
Right. I understand.
So now
I have to send you some, I have text you some pictures of my G20 rig.
Okay.
My hunting rig, my chest rig.
Yeah.
Custom leather rig. You'll dig it.
Of that, I can believe you. That I can believe that I would dig that.
The carry rig is just, you know, straight up Kydex, but, you know, 10 millimeter size.
Do you have a belt for, have you got an S-Dave rig that is a belt holster for that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I had Brian duplicate the 10 mil or the S-Dave rig in 10 millimeter.
Right.
Yeah. So I have the basically the two rigs. I have an S-Dave rig and I have the custom leather chest rig, the hunting rig.
Right. So, are you thinking about carrying 10 millimeter day?
Well, that's the whole. Well, that's the whole project.
Yeah.
I apologize, man. I thought I mentioned that earlier. I didn't mean to leave you hanging. the project that I was going to discuss with, I'm still in the process of brainstorming, but the project is to start on a regular basis. Daily carry the 10 millimeter in S-Dave rig.
Right.
And see what happens. But now dig this. There's going to have to be, from a training standpoint, I'm going to have to use a dedicated focus on the gear itself simply because everything is 10 mil size.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Now it's not gonna take a huge leap of faith to get on top of it, but I still need to get on top of it in respect to all of your various gun handling tasks, you know, and get on top of them and be able to perform them well. Then look at the tactical application of the caliber itself. Even in an urban environment, is it really? Okay, well, let me explain a time-speed distance thing real quick. One, you can expect a 10 mil to generate a little, I'm not going to say a considerable amount of felt recoil over a 9 millimeter. Some people may interpret it as that. I certainly don't. However, it will take some skill. You get on top of that initially, not a big deal. However, as the range to the target increases, now this is in respect to double tapping anything. You know, if you think you're Mr. Double Tap, that's cool if you are. But as the range increases to the target, your split times between shots are going to increase. So, how much of a split increase are you looking at by upping the caliber to 10 millimeter at any distance? And do you really need to double tap somebody with a 10 millimeter in the first place? You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
As long as you get a good thoracic hit, or, I mean, you got two choices, bro, headshot or thoracic strike. And, I have every bit of faith that the Underwood ammunition that I was looking at, which is a 150 grain monolithic bullet at, I want to say, 1550 or something like that.
Right.
It's moving. It's moving. It'll break you down hard. So, if you do the math on the S-Dave loadout with a 9 mil, and then based on the amount of reserve ammo you carry, divide that by 2, and that is the best case number of potential targets you could neutralize versus planning and only needing to use one shot per target. Because of the lethality of the caliber over 9 millimeter, 10 over 9,
right,
then exponentially you can accomplish that much more work with your basic loadout. You see what I mean?
I do.
Because you double your amount of rounds you have to engage with. But, I mean, you know, that's just, that's all theory. You know, we're not talking about including how many times you miss. Do you need to cover yourself while moving? You know, there's any number of reasons to legitimately expend or use your ammunition to your advantage in a fight.
Right.
But nobody has a crystal ball, and you can't say, well, I'm only going to use 2 rounds per person. It doesn't work like that. You use as many rounds as it takes to neutralize the immediate threat in front of you and then move on to the next one. Service your weapons as you go.
Well, I'm going to find out. I've got a rig being made right now, both inside the waistband and outside the waistband. And I'm going to try. Now, one thing I'm going to do is... And
for
you and
10
I,
mil?
For 10 mil, yeah.
For what pistol?
Glock 20. Well, the Poly 80 Glock 20. I've got to have a holster made because of that trigger guard that goes on the Poly 80. Because it's bigger than the trigger guard that's on the Glock.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that.
So I got to have that taken care of and that done. And in the interim, I'm just waiting on that to get here. And then I guess I'm going to be training a lot as far as my trigger time will be with my 9s. And I'm going to get some ammo. Well, you know what? We'll cover that on the other side. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We've been talking about 10 millimeter and maybe moving to 10 millimeter and carrying 10 millimeter. And mine is based off of a Glock 20, but it is a Poly 80 lower, which if I had a Glock lower, I've got holsters for that, but I don't have one of those, so I'm having to have a holster made up for that one. Now, you had the suggestion that maybe we train, the best way to train would be to train with a 9mm and, you know, do most of our carrying with the 10mm. Have you already got everything dialed into the 10mm you're thinking about carrying?
Unwrap that a little bit, man. What do you mean everything dialed in?
Well, I mean, you don't put optics or anything on it, so are your sights where you want to?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah, I'll be running a straight Gen 4 G20.
Right.
However, I do have to modify my holster because I'm running a 6-inch barrel, OEM Glock 6-inch barrel.
Okay.
And it looks funky kind of sticking out of the holster, but I don't care, man. I want every bit of burn, powder burn I can get.
Right.
Out of the 10 ball. Cause see, like factory or, you know, manufacturer specs, just for the sake of conversation, let's say you have a 150 grain bullet, traveling at 1700 feet per second.
Right.
Okay. That's smoking. All right. Well, out of a 5-inch barrel. Well, I may get anywhere from, running a 6-inch barrel. I may get anywhere from 1750, 1775. You know, I have a little edge. No big deal. But, another benefit to that is reduced muzzle flash.
Right.
Get a more complete burn in the barrel, you have a tendency to reduce muzzle flash. But is that really that big of a deal? I'm not worried about it.
No, I wouldn't think it is.
I would have bigger things to be concerned about. You know what I mean?
Right.
Than my muzzle signature.
I'm going to put a dot on mine just because I like dots. And it's easier for me to acquire and everything. And I want to trade.
Yeah, rock on, man.
Yeah, I'm going to trade some 9mm for some 10mm range ammo, just so I can get everything dialed in on it, not a bunch. Because then I'm going to be training.
Hey, if you don't mind, man, can I say something?
Sure.
And this is specifically, you know, really to everyone out there, but primarily the entry-level person or the person thinking about getting into, you know, doing some gun stuff.
Right.
If you make modifications, or if you're doing something that, let's just say, somebody else isn't doing, and so they're going to question what you're doing and why you're doing it. Look, the bottom line is, if what you're doing makes sense to you, then do it. You don't need somebody to hack off on, you know, some common sense measure that you're taking in support of, you know, your survival or your ability to do work, however you want to look at it, or however you want to verbally describe it.
Right.
If you want to do it simply from a standpoint that it makes you feel good and gives you confidence in your ability to perform well under stress, then do it. Even if, you know, I mean, it might, the reality of it is, it may not have a positive influence whatsoever on your ability to perform.
Right.
But guess what? If you believe it does, it does, because you believe it. So rock on with that. Mm. Think about that for a while.
Indeed. Indeed. So, going back to that, I'm just going to training more with 9mm, but I'm going to be carrying 10mm just because of those. Is it? Do you consider the caliber itself to be more, shall we say, is it more versatile?
Capable.
Capable. Okay, there you go.
More capable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say versatile, because I would still try to do the same things with 9mm. Now, this is in respect to applications of fire, okay? You know, for example, barrier penetration. If individual is behind barrier made of X, I'm still going to try to penetrate that barrier to hit them. You know what I mean? But I might, the 9 ball might not be good enough, whereas the 10mm will get them.
Right.
You see what I mean? But that just doesn't mean I'm not going to try with a 9mm. Applications of fire, you know, cover, concealment, just because they've got good cover doesn't mean you're not going to try to engage them.
Right.
You know, so you have to have skill on all levels. But above all else, you got to be smart, you know, because you can have all the skill in the world, man, and do one stupid thing, and guess what? You don't get an opportunity to do anything stupid anymore.
Right.
You're done.
Well, it's got to be one of those things where
everything's got to balance out.
Everything's got to balance out. You're going to have to practice, and it's not going to be easy. Now, I'm not. I expect that in the coming days, as this becomes more and more known, that I'm going to have a few people saying, "Hey, that's dumb," but I don't think it's dumb at all. I don't think it's anywhere near dumb. In fact,
okay, so dig this, man. What you just said,
yeah,
fell right into what I just stated earlier.
Right.
Who cares what they say?
Right.
Hey, dude, if that's what you think, drive on with your bad self.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm doing, and I'm doing it for me, not you.
Right.
What, you know? I mean, if you have something, you know, that you feel I need to be aware of that may help, yeah, I want to hear it. But if you just want to, you know, throw me under the bus, you know, I don't need to hear all that.
Nope. That part always cracks me up when people get out there and say, and this is the thing, I think you carry what you want to, you know, you carry what's going to work for you.
Hey, can I give you a perfect example of what I'm talking about?
You got a minute to do it. So please,
all right, dig it.
Yeah.
60 seconds or less.
Yes.
You know, weapons lights, light on your carbine, right?
Right.
Well, what kind of light? Incandescent, IR, LED, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
What kind of throw does it have? What's, you know, how powerful is it? What cell? What kind of battery? All this stuff, right?
Right.
Well, what is funny is, instead of cutting, you know, trying to make one thing do everything, what I did is I just took the best of both worlds. I took, a Streamlight TLR1 HL, HPL head that acts as a spotlight, like out to, 200 yards.
Right.
I was killing 10 inch plates out of 200 yards with it. And the other one is just a backup, TLR1 on the rail for, you know, whatever close rate, close work, because it's more of a flood. You know what I mean?
Right.
So basically I have a spotlight and a flood, and it's two lights on the gun. And I had this dude looking at me like, dude, why do you have two lights on your gun? And I'm like, because there are two different kinds of light. I can do two different kinds of work. And of course, if one goes down, I've got another one, and I don't have to jump through hoops trying to replace one or whatever.
You know? Right.
And he just kind of shook his head and walked off, you know, but you could see him like questioning, why would you do that? You know? Well, for the reasons I just stated.
There you go. Running out of time. That's going to have to be the last word.
That's
thank you,
got.
Sir. Thank you for joining me today.
All right, Mr. Bill. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.